everyone, and welcome to Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil, and with me tonight is a special guest. We got John. What's my up? Nephew John is here. What's you know, the one I talk about all the time on the episodes.
Popular guy.
All right, I got him. You know why I got him? Because he said to me that all year long the Mets suck. The Mets are not a good team. He tried to tell me why they're not a good team, and I kept saying to him, don't worry, they're going to win at least 85 games and good possibility of making the playoffs, and they did. And then he said, I'll do a podcast with you if they win a round. Not only win a round, won two rounds, and we're going to be playing the Dodgers right now. This is exciting news to me right now. I am so excited for tonight's game.
You're such a fraud. He's such a fraud. He doesn't even watch the games. He didn't say anything about the Mets being good all year because he didn't watch. He has no idea.
Whoa, that's an outright lie.
Anyone who knows you knows that you don't watch
everyone
the baseball
who
games.
Listens to this podcast,
which
heard
is
me
like
say,
nobody
heard me say 85 wins all year. Yeah. All year.
Yes. You're a show pony. You do it for the podcast. You make your prediction blindly, not knowing anything about the team, and then you don't watch it and you have no idea what's going on.
All right.
So yes, you made a prediction of the wins because it was a podcast episode, but other than that, you didn't watch it.
By the way, I made a bet on one of those apps, and I won.
Congratulations.
I put my money where my mouth was.
That's great. That's great. I'm proud of you.
I'm going to give you some congratulations on the Yankees, okay?
There's nothing to congratulate.
I know you went to the game last night.
Wait, time out. Hold on. I need a pause here. You're the second Met fan who, likes to throw around to give and get congratulations on making the playoffs. Why is congratulations in order? Nothing's happened yet.
You have it set up perfectly for you to make the World Series. It's the Junior League.
We didn't make
the Junior League. The American League is the Junior League, right? I already proved to you that that's what it's called. You're playing the Central Division. They're never good. There's no competition there. I looked at that batting order last night for Cleveland. It's not good. It's just not good.
You got to play who's in front of you. That's not the Yankees' fault.
I can't
blame
the Yankees. You're right. But it's set up.
They also have the best bullpen in baseball.
They do, but it doesn't matter. You guys are getting a lead early on.
Yeah, that's good. That's good playing by us. But if we don't get the lead, they're dominant.
Who's good in that team?
They have one of the top five players in baseball.
That's it. Ramirez, that's it.
Yeah.
Quam.
Also a great player.
No, he's not. He's
Kwan,
not.
Kwan, Naylor, and Jose Ramirez are all good players.
Oh, come on. Did you see that guy Naylor swing? He swings from his heels.
He's 40 and 120. I mean.
He had 30-something home runs. He didn't have that many.
I bet you had a better year than Alonso. Look at that.
I bet you it's pretty close.
Okay. And you think Alonso's like the greatest player ever?
I didn't say that. Okay. I didn't say he's the greatest player ever. He's a homegrown player that I like.
Naylor had almost 40 home runs and over 110 RBIs. Mm-hmm. So you can't say they don't have anybody. Why? Because he's just not a big name? He's a fat guy who I hate.
Yeah.
But he still put up 37 and 110. They were chanting Ozempic at him last night.
I never even heard.
Did you know that?
Wait, I got to look this up.
They were chanting Ozempic at him because he's fat.
We heard it on the radio on the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta check out these names. Hold on.
I mean, to other teams, don't you think the Mets have a lot of no names? Here in New York, they're not no names because they're local players. But if the Milwaukee Brewers, when they played you guys in the wild card,
those are good players.
Who?
Milwaukee.
No, I'm talking about. You don't think their fan base views the Mets as a bunch of no names?
No,
they know outside who they of Lindor
are.
And Alonso,
they know who they are.
Who? Vientos? You think they knew who Vientos was?
Great player.
You think that they knew who Vientos was?
All right, here we go. Here we go.
The nephew and uncle in Milwaukee doing podcasts.
Wait, Manzardo.
Yeah, he knows the non-answer.
Manzardo, Lane Thomas, Brennan.
Lane Thomas they traded for from Washington.
Yeah, not that good. All right, Jimenez.
You guys traded him.
Traded him away, and he was good 1 year. 1 year, he was good. Bo Naylor. They have no catcher. They had to take him out, pinch it in the third inning for him. I mean, come on. This is not a good team. You know, I know Zach loves him, but it doesn't matter. Sorry, Zach. I hate to shit on your team, but they're not good.
I'm not here to. They had more wins than the Mets. I mean,
they play in a shitty division, so they play each other and they knock each other off.
You can only play who's in front of you.
Yeah, I know. Look at these.
I'm not terrible. Here to defend the Guardians. I could care less.
Right.
I want the Yankees to beat them. And that's
I'm watching the game. I'm watching the game, and Gerrit Cole did not look like an ace. I'm sorry. You're lucky you're playing the Cleveland Indians. Well, forgot it. They're not Indians anymore. But you're lucky you're not playing that Cleveland team, because otherwise you guys could have lost that game.
That's not true. You can't say that. You don't know that.
First of all, I put on a game.
He got out of a lot of jams. Yeah, he only gave up two runs.
With very, very generous calls by the umpire.
You could see that right. you're a big umpire complainer. Text me all the time.
Yeah, because
complaining about umpires.
I do.
It's part of the game.
It is.
And guess what? Guess what? You'll be the first little crybaby when they do robot umps.
Oh, we should go back to the umpires. I don't want robot umps. You're right.
So then stop crying.
I don't
crying.
Want people to lose their jobs.
So then stop crying about the umps.
I don't even like replay.
You crying.
I don't even like replay.
You crying is why they're going to implement robot umps, and then you'll be the first one to bitch and complain that, oh, look what they're doing to the game. They're ruining it. They're ruining it. Exactly.
All right, listen. On your team, I don't know if we're going to get past the Dodgers. That's an all-star team, right? I don't know if we're going to get past the
Dodgers. Hold on. Let's take a pause there. The Dodgers have one of the most pitiful rotations that they're putting out this year.
Yeah, but so great bullpen.
You guys are...
Great bullpen. You just said about the Indians.
They got a decent bullpen. They got a good bullpen. No, the Indians have the best bullpen statistically.
Right, you just said. And so the Dodgers are one of the best bullpens in the National League.
And one of the worst. They can't even field a starting rotation. They're doing a bullpen game twice in the NLCS. That's
insane.
Embarrassing.
Insane.
They spent $2 billion
this offseason.
Look at the
lineup. Way better than the Cleveland team.
Of course.
Way better.
But I'm just saying, you guys are so quick to be like, well, you're patting yourselves on the back that... You're playing the Dodgers and the Yankees are playing the Guardians. The Dodgers aren't the Dodgers what they were all year. They don't have Glasnow. They don't have Kershaw. They don't have
all these
guys.
I will tell you, I'm going to make you a bet, okay? If the Dodgers beat the Mets, you will lose to them in the World Series.
Okay.
That is a hands-down truth. You guys cannot.
Wait, what's the truth? That's your opinion.
That's my opinion. That's and not I will tell you, you will lose to them. You cannot compete with that lineup. Your pitching staff cannot handle that lineup.
We have the best ERA in the playoffs right now.
Oh, come on. You're playing shit teams.
Doesn't matter. Our bullpen's awesome. Our starters are good.
Kansas City, is that a good team? Please.
Kansas City has...
Once again, they played...
MVP.
They play shitty teams. That's it. And he did...
I mean, what is the difference between the Mets, Kansas City, Detroit Tigers... It's all the same. What's the difference?
The Mets play in a tough division. The other ones.
So that's the difference. So the Mets just get the edge because they play in a tough division.
We had to beat Milwaukee, who is very good.
You know who plays in a tough division? The Yankees.
Come on.
Look at the numbers.
I told you early on. Look at the numbers. Baltimore lost three all-star pitchers and still finished very close to the Yankees in the division. Why? Because the rest of the teams are not good. You're in American League. It's not a good league.
This is crazy.
You got Oakland. They're so bad, they're leaving Oakland. They're getting kicked out. There's no good teams in that league.
Did you guys get swept by Oakland?
It doesn't matter. That's a three. It doesn't matter, first of all. We swept you. Does that matter?
Apparently to you guys, it does.
No,
that's all
it
I hear
matter.
About.
We beat everybody in your division except Tampa Bay.
I'm pretty sure the Indians, the Guardians swept you guys too. It goes to show that you're saying who you play doesn't make a difference. You beat the teams in front of you, and some teams do it better than others.
I will give
all
you that.
You're complaining about is divisions. This one's in this division. This one, who cares?
I'm giving you facts.
Play the teams.
Black
that are
and
in
white
front of you.
Facts, right? The American League does not have great teams.
Black and white facts. The Indians had a better record than you.
It doesn't matter, record. Record doesn't matter. Look at the team. They're
it
not
does
good.
Matter. They That's how you get into the playoffs. Record
and we're there. You said you said we weren't making it; that we were terrible.
I was wrong.
And thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank
I
you.
I was wrong. The Mets made it. I mean, I clearly thank was you. Wrong. The Mets thank made you. The playoffs. But what does that mean?
It means a lot to me that you just admitted you were wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong. The Mets made the playoffs.
All right, great.
They squeaked in last day of the season. They squeaked in that DS win, the wild card win against the Brewers with that home run by Alonso. They just squeaked.
Do you know that they have the best record in baseball since June?
Oh, trust me. I've heard it 100 times.
All right.
Who gives a shit?
All right.
You just said record doesn't matter. And then you literally proceeded 2 minutes later to tell me they have the best record since June.
Because you're sitting there saying,
excluding 2 months of the season.
I wanted to tell you that what they did this year was it's amazing. It's a fantastic season that I hope keeps going.
Yeah. I mean, it means nothing.
I just don't know
if it
will.
If they don't win.
Because we're playing the mighty Dodgers.
They're not the
mighty Dodgers. Right? The mighty Dodgers that circumvented... The luxury tax just to get
the mighty Dodgers.
Major League Baseball wanted it to happen so Ohtani would go to LA. This is why I'm saying that Major League Baseball wants LA and the Yankees. That's what they want.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
I 100% agree with that.
Okay.
There's no denying that. Why wouldn't they want that?
Why wouldn't they want that?
That's the biggest
money. What about New York and New York?
That's good for New York. That's not good for MLB in the country.
Listen, you're going to be playing games in the afternoon. It's just ridiculous what has to happen because you can't. They're 3 hours later. It's just
LA and New York are the two biggest markets in the world, mm-hmm. and that will be the biggest money grab for baseball. New York versus New York is great for New York, but outside of New York, who the hell gives a shit?
The Mets story is great for Major League Baseball.
No, it's not.
It's great for Major
League. Nobody cares.
11 games on there in May. A phenomenal story.
Yeah, the Tigers.
That was a great story. The Tigers are a great story, but again, they played in the Central Division. It's not a good division.
It doesn't matter.
They wouldn't be able to do that in the National League. They couldn't do it.
Says who? You make this stuff up. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
You're really going to go crazy right now.
Your division. What's with this division?
I'm going to tell you that Lindor is Derek Jeter to the Mets right now.
He's
Derek Jeter to the Mets, and I'm going to give you why.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I'd go crazy about that. He's carrying the Mets. Yeah, I agree. Him and Vientos.
In the 2000 World Series, when the Yankees played the Mets won one of those games. I think it was game three, right? And then Derek Jeter led off game four
with a home run.
That's what happened last night. We got shut out. We got beat up by the Dodgers in game one. Came out, opened the game with a home run.
Yeah.
Set the table.
He's carrying you guys 100%.
That is...
He's having his best year as a Met by far.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't know why I'd go crazy. I mean,
I'm comparing him to Derek Jeter. Yeah, I know you Yankee fans think he's one of the greatest ever. Again, overblown. He played in New York. Yada yada.
I've never met someone with so many great excuses.
I know Gold Glove because he can't get the balls that other people get to. I get it. You know, Derek Jeter was a good player, not the player that everybody thinks he is because he played in New York. If he played in Cleveland, you wouldn't even heard of him. The way you heard of them,
you're a big hypothetical guy, huh? It's all about hypotheticals. If this team was in this division and if that guy was on that team, relax. Take it easy, hypothetical guy. That's not how it works. Unfortunately, facts, what is actually in front of you is what matters.
Okay.
Not Uncle Phil's hypothetical situations.
I predicted the Yankees in five and the Mets in six. What do you think?
For these series?
Yeah.
I think the Yankees sweep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, I think the Dodgers in seven.
Okay.
The Dodgers in seven.
I'm not going to lie. It's going to be very tough because
it depends on who wins tonight. The Mets need to win tonight.
They have to win tonight. Walter Buehler has not been great.
He's terrible.
He's been terrible all year.
That's what you.
And then the next game is a bullpen game.
No, it's not. It's Yamamoto.
Oh, then a game.
Which
after
is
that.
Another. Oh, don't even get me started on that guy. $330 million. He's starting once in the NLCS. Once. He's starting once.
What did I tell you?
Once.
It's embarrassing. You may not remember this. When they were bidding for him, I was like, I don't want him.
It's embarrassing.
He's a skinny guy, not used to pitching in North America. I did not think he would be great. I thought he'd be getting injured, and he did. It's
embarrassing.
He might be better next year.
But you can't talk about these mighty Dodgers. Yes, the Dodgers are a very good ball club. They got a lot of really, really good players. But they are not the mighty Dodgers you're painting.
The pressure on the pitches when you face Ohtani, Betts.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's the same thing as facing Judge and Soto. Same thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter, though, because they are starting a bullpen game twice in a seven-game series. They're $330 million pitchers pitching once. Walker Buehler is putrid. Look at his numbers. A terrible year.
No, I know.
They don't have a starting rotation.
In the last series, they actually got lucky, right? Because against the Padres, because Buehler got bombed one inning, and then he was able to get out of it and just keep pitching, and he was okay the rest of the game.
So they're not as mighty as you Met offense, fans.
The offense.
I know, you Met fans, I see what you're doing. You're like building up the Dodgers. That way, if you beat them, like, oh my God, we're so good. We beat the mighty Dodgers. But then if you lose, it's like, well, they're the mighty Dodgers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not gonna. You're right,
yeah,
but I do believe
the
Dodgers are the best. They were the best team in baseball. They
fully
had a lot
healthy,
of injuries.
Yeah. Fully healthy. I agree.
This year, and we're lucky to be playing them with their pitching staff being hurt.
Yeah.
All right. Tyler Glasnow's out. You know.
Yeah.
Clayton
Kershaw
out.
Yeah.
So I get it.
A lot more to go with that.
Gonsolin,
you're right. Gavin Stone. There's tons of them.
Absolutely. I'm conceding that. I don't think we have a shot if the whole pitching staff is there. I don't think anybody, which is what I complain about baseball about, that should not have
Everyone
been
always has a shot.
Should not have been allowed.
When it comes to the playoffs, everybody always has a shot.
All right. So what do you think tonight? What do you think?
I don't trust Seve. That's just my Yankee fan. I've seen him in these games. I don't trust him, especially going up against Otani as a lefty. He doesn't hit lefties great, as Manaea shut him down the other day, but I feel like Otani's going to tee off on him. Freddie Freeman. I could be wrong. Listen, he's been here. He knows what's the pitch like here, but he hasn't always performed. I don't trust him.
Okay.
I don't trust Seve.
I think the Mets win tonight. I have to believe that.
Yeah.
Right?
I would hope so.
That's my opinion. Even though I said Mets in six, I got to believe they win tonight. You cannot lose tonight because then you got to win the next two in New York. You cannot go there and expect to win two games in L.A.
Yeah.
So tonight's a big night for me.
Yeah, this is you know, the big pivotal game. Game three usually is. Same thing with the Guardians. They're not out of it. I mean, look what happened last year. They were talking about it on the radio all day today. The Phillies were up two games on the Diamondbacks in the CS, and everyone's like, oh, look, see, the Diamondbacks stink. Diamondbacks came back and won the
NLCS. I just don't think Cleveland's a good team. I just don't think they're a good team. That's my
problem. They went over 90 games every year.
They have no starting pitching. That's terrible. And their hitting is a couple of guys.
Like most teams.
Right?
Is that not baseball? Most teams' hitting's a couple of guys. And the teams that do well are those odd guys that get hot in the playoffs. I thought you were a baseball guy. Don't you watch baseball?
Yeah, no, no.
That's how it works.
I understand what you're saying, but these are not even guys you think they're going to get hot. Who are those players? I just read them out loud. Who are they?
I don't know.
How are they even starters? They're just nobodies.
Again, you don't think the uncle and nephew in Milwaukee who was watching the Mets lineup in the wild card
game? Not at all.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Not at all. I don't think so at all.
You think they know Tyrone Taylor? Like, oh yeah, that guy's a stud.
He played for them.
All right, pick a different
team. He played for them. Come on.
You think the Phillies are like, oh yeah, Tyrone Taylor, that guy's good. They don't know who the fuck Tyrone Taylor is. That guy stinks. Tyrone Taylor, Francisco Alvarez. They don't know these guys. You know them because Francisco Alvarez is a prospect in the Mets system. Do you think they know about Jose Iglesias, a veteran that nobody cares about? No. Guys that are performing, besides Alvarez, he's not performing.
No, but he's not.
You don't think that they're looking at the lineup saying the same thing? They don't know who Vientos is.
Vientos is making a name
for himself now.
So I will tell you that in the old days, you would be correct because you didn't have baseball everywhere. Different TVs, different channels. Today's world, everybody sees everybody. So I don't know about that.
I mean, I don't agree. That guy Rocchio is batting like 500 in the playoffs for the Guardians. Hit a home run against the Yankees. Hit a home run in the last series. Some guys just play good, and then you have your studs. You have the Naylor, the Ramirez, these other guys, the Kwan. The guy Kwan struck out like 13 times this year.
Yeah, I know.
He batted 370 or 360 for most of the year. What? It's a good player. I mean, how could you say he's not a good player? But then you guys talk about Jeff McNeil like he was good because he was a batting champ.
No, McNeil hasn't been good for 2 years.
Yeah, he stinks.
So... All right, I'm gonna switch things a little bit. Just
wait, hold on. Right, one other thing.
What?
What's going on with Senga? Why'd they start him game one? Terrible decision. And why are they so set on starting him again?
Well,
because they just announced they're starting him game five.
On the podcast, I said, why would they start Senga? I get it in the other series, right? The Mets pitching was a little beat up, right?
Yeah.
Getting out of Milwaukee.
But everyone was on regular rest going into the series.
Everyone. Didn't make sense to me to start Senga game one.
Stupid move.
If you wanted to start him game four, I can maybe understand because maybe they don't trust Peterson to go around too many times through the lineup, right?
Okay.
So I can get it in game four. I don't understand game one. I just don't. Because what you do then is you weaken your bullpen for the rest of the series.
Yeah, I don't get it. I didn't get that move.
I did not like that move at all.
I was seeing what your thoughts were.
No,
so
I did not like it at all. And the thing is, the manager's been right so much that you have to say okay. But I still was questioning it beforehand.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Now, I will say there were a lot of close pitches in the box that he was not getting. And then you
10
look,
out of 30.
And then you look at his face. He looked afraid.
Afraid?
He looked afraid.
Oh, afraid. I thought you said afraid.
No, he looked afraid. I was like, what is going on with this guy?
He's pitched like 8 innings all year.
No, but last year was our ace. So if you're getting your ace back, you're going to want him to pitch.
Not game one for inning.
No. Well, it wasn't supposed to be one inning.
Supposed to be max 2 innings?
No. He was going to go 3 or 4 innings.
No. He was not going 3 or 4 innings.
They were moving the pitch count up.
He was not going 4 innings. No shot in hell.
If he pitched good.
8 innings all year.
He was not going 4 innings. He would have pitched into the 4th inning, but he didn't pitch good, so you can't go that way.
All right, go ahead. You want to?
I want to talk a little bit about football, just because I got you here, so I might as well ask you these other things. Giants got terrible news losing Andrew Thomas.
Yep.
I have actually thought they've played well this year. They haven't won the games, but they've played well. I might be the only one in New York that thinks Daniel Jones has played okay. He hasn't hit the deep ball, but everything's short. He's been fine.
Yeah.
Always, again, now it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, he's not that good. You know? He's played fine, I guess. He's terribly inaccurate. Push the ball downfield.
Well, that I get that, but short, he's been very accurate.
I mean, if you're inaccurate on short, you shouldn't even be.
No, but I mean, one game he was like 20 for 24. It was
just throwing 5-yard passes. Yeah, I mean, you could do that. That's not a good recipe.
I mean, then their number one draft pick, who is playing great, gets a concussion, misses 2 weeks, and goes to a concert. Like, that's a bad look. I'm sorry.
I mean, listen. They're playing well.
And a concussion this early in his career that lasts this long, I'm a little concerned for the man.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great player. He'll be fine. He'll be back. Mm-hmm. I mean, they all get concussions. It's just football now. And they're well coached. They have good defense.
Did you see the play he got the concussion? Didn't even look like a bad play.
Yeah, I didn't know what happened there.
Yeah, he was going for a catch on the sideline. And next thing you know, he's out for 2 games. I'm a little concerned about that. Because look at Tua, right? Once you get them, they just keep coming.
Yeah, I mean.
That's a problem.
They need a quarterback. They need a quarterback.
Listen, the bottom line is, no matter how well he plays, you can't give him the kind of money that he's entitled to next year.
He's not a winning quarterback.
So
he's not good enough. He's proven it at this point.
I actually like the way Dable has been coaching this year.
He's doing well with what he's got.
Lose a game because the kicker gets hurt and
bad roster management, but
I don't know how bad he was hurt. He said it was his groin a little bit.
Yeah, but
right?
you have to have a backup place kicker.
You can't have two active.
No, you can have someone else who could kick for you. Mm. They had nobody.
No, well, usually the punter is able to kick.
Yeah.
Right? That's usually the case. And then, you know, I don't know what happened with that. Then he had to go for it all the time. You know. All right, let's talk about the Jets real quick because I got to watch the Mets games.
Stop pretending like you watch it on time.
I watch all the time.
You're going to put on Dancing with the Stars. Stop.
No, I watched that. It was last night. Yeah. Tonight's the challenge.
Yeah.
And Survivor. I already know about that. The Mets, I'm going to watch those tomorrow. Today is the Mets.
Yeah, I bet.
As long as they're in the game.
All your friends know you're a fraud.
Let's talk about the Jets, all right? Same thing's happening to them. They're playing good enough to lose. It's insane.
It's just a joke. They've been a joke of an organization forever.
Now, you're 2-4 and you trade for Devontae Adams.
I mean, I don't think that was their issue, but I mean, it can't hurt them, but I don't think that was their issue.
No, it wasn't. I mean, listen, Mike Williams keeps slipping and falling and interceptions happen. That's the second time that he slipped and fell and there was an interception. I don't know why he's slipping and falling. And there was a couple of balls that were off the receiver's hands that should have been caught that would have moved the ball down the yards. But overall, they played well enough to lose. Again, same thing.
This
kicker is good, by the way. Greg Zuerlein is good, and he missed 2 field goals.
Yeah, I mean, they just are the Jets. They're being the Jets. You know, they're not winning games that they should and making stupid decisions. And, I mean, the coach is gone. He was terrible, so that's good. But I don't see why Devontae Adams, like, pushes them any better. I guess he makes them better because he's a good player, but I don't think that's what they needed.
Mike Williams obviously goes down to number 4.
They're going to trade him, they said.
Yeah, they're going to try and trade him. And what about Hassan Reddick? You think they trade him now?
Probably. They're going to try to.
That's what they need. They need a guy to rush the passer. Their defense is not that good this year. It's been average.
They need an offensive line. I mean, Rodgers, again, taking beatings back there.
I mean, they tried to address it in the offseason, just like everybody else. It's just impossible in football.
It's not working out for them, and they need to make better decisions. He needs to, you know, Rodgers needs to focus on the game. I mean, everyone's very, very upset that he threw Mike Williams under the bus. As a quarterback, you should just...
I missed that. What did he say?
He said that he ran the wrong route.
You know what? He actually underthrew Mike Williams. That's why he slipped and fell trying to come back.
No, he's saying that he threw it where Mike Williams was supposed to be. He ran the wrong route and threw him right under the bus. So most people are like, well, as the leader of the team and the Hall of Fame quarterback and Super Bowl winner and MVP winner, you should just take the heat and then address it with Mike Williams behind closed doors. Instead, he just threw him right under the bus. He
was wide open, too. What a shame. They could have won that game.
Yeah, he said he ran the wrong route. He said he put the ball where he should have been.
Well, all right. Listen, we'll see what happens this weekend. And we're going to go watch the Mets now because it's getting close to game time. John, I just want to say thank you for coming on. I appreciate that you followed through with your word.
Yeah.
It didn't take me like 6 months to get you like my birthday one.
Yeah, well, we got both the AL and NLCS.
And I wanted
on.
To do it before the Mets play the Dodgers because whatever if happened
they
lose, tonight,
yeah, then you don't want to talk about it.
It would have not as much fun.
Yeah. Right? If they lost tonight, you would have been throwing around a lot of hypotheticals, the big mighty Dodgers.
I still believe it's the mighty Dodgers. So, anyway, thank you again. And I guess we'll say so long until the next time.
All right. See you later, bro.